This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Venture half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandley. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Venture. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo!
Nick Brandley right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandwee and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three balls, good.
Better find her. Woo. On a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulescamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulescamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Bart Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good morning to all of you. We've got a blockbuster. It's Fort Laramie, Convoy, Crestview, Girls Division IV State Semifinals from here at the UD Arena. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, and what a venue, Chuck.
Yep.
Oh, it looks so beautiful. Fans spaced out bottom to top. We are at midcourt, about, what, 15 feet off the floor?
Yeah. These are, I mean, it's not the normal court size you get at UD, but in this day and age, you can't ask for much better perch than what we've got.
A great vantage point for us. We ought to be right on the call at every minute of this four-quarter contest between Fort Laramie and Convoy Crestview. Redskins, 27-1, number one in the state in Ohio Girls Division IV basketball. AP poll champs the last 3 years. 11 appearances at the state tournament for Fort Laramie. State champs in 2013 and 15. Head coach Carla Siegel, unbelievably winning program in her 22-year career. Kenzie Holscher, Dana Rose lead the way, 14, 11 points a game, respectively.
the guard play, the wing play, super through the tournament up to this point, Chuck. That's made the difference for the Fort Loramie girls.
Well, exactly. Rose and Holscher have been consistent. Rose had a terrific game against Tri-Village. But in the semifinals, it was Jaden Putoff with 21 points, just was outstanding against Minster. And then she didn't have a great offensive game. She didn't shoot the ball a lot. But Corinne Heitkamp said, okay, my turn then. And she scored double figures against Tri-Village. And that win against Tri-Village was just a lesson in how to play basketball. They took them to the woodshed.
Yep, it's a senior-laden roster. The five starters for the Redskins are 12th graders. Unlike Convoy Crestview, which starts, what, three underclassmen or two seniors in the opening five for Convoy Crestview. This team is a solid club. It's won 13 in a row, 23-3. Champs of the Northwest Conference. Interestingly enough, both teams played Lima Bath. Both clubs were beaten by D2 Lima Bath. Convoy Crestview dropped a 7-point verdict to Bath. Fort Loramie was whipped by 22 in an anomaly. That was an aberration, no doubt about it. This Convoy Crestview team, sizable, Chuck, 5'9", 5'10", 6 feet tall. Maya Etzler, from the Etzler family in Convoy Country. She is a ninth grader, 6 foot tall. Callie Gregory, daughter of the head coach, 5'10". She is a freshman. Couple of seniors. Bailey Gregory, a daughter of the head coach, 5'5", 12th grader. Olivia Cunningham, a 5'6", 12th grader. A sophomore, Lacey McCoy, 5'9". Sizable team, much more youthful team, less experience than Fort Loramie.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's going to come down to what it always comes down to when you play Fort Loramie. You can think you're ready for the pressure. You can try to simulate the pressure by maybe putting six or seven girls in practice out there. But when the game starts, you have never seen anything like Loramie's going to throw at you defensively. Now, and a lot of times it comes down to how the game's called. If they're going to call little touch fouls, Loramie's going to have to adjust. But if they let them play a little bit, advantage Fort Loramie. I don't care how good Crestview is.
Yeah, both teams averaging better than 60 points a game. Both teams giving up around 30. And Fort Loramie yielding 26 points a game. At Convoy Crestview, 29. At Convoy's ripped right through the tournament so far, beating Stryker, 60-33. Pioneer North Central, 39-11. Ottoville, 51-35. Toledo Christian easily, but 13. 54-41, that game figured to be closer. And then Columbus Grove was routed by Convoy Crestview, 65-35 in the regional final. Grove, a three-point shooting team, missed 28 threes. 28.
3 of 31, as you're not going to beat anybody.
No.
You should be able to do that with your eyes shut.
Fort Loramie, a 74-7 winner over Mississinawa, 91-18 over Ansonia. The tourney trail continued with a 72-12 win over Jackson Center. A game that was billed as a big district final. Didn't amount to much. Fort Loramie clubbed Cincinnati Country Day 50-16. Defeated Minster. Great comeback effort. Big 36-15 swing in points in that game from late in the second quarter to the conclusion. A 47-36 win by Fort Loramie over Minster. And a resounding triumph over Tri-Village, 61-37. These two clubs on a roll, both playing their very best basketball of the year.
That's why they're getting ready to play a state semifinal. If you're not playing your best basketball, there's a good chance you're not going to be here.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. They include Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, plus Brookins at 10 Elm Street with food that just cannot be beat.
Had the good pleasure of talking to 22-year head coach Carla Siegel earlier in the week, and she was so pleased with how well her club performed against top quality performance in the district and the regional.
You've got to be really, really pleased with having won three big games in a row, district, two regional games. You beat three teams which had combined for just four losses all year long.
Yeah, we knew going into this tournament draw how tough the Southwest region was. You know, you had like five teams in the top 10, you know, in just this one little region. And so we knew that it was going to be a tough battle. And so I'm very pleased with how our girls were focused. They stuck to our game plan and did the things that we needed them to do to win those games. So big wins, absolutely.
Ava Schultes, obviously a little sore, but her knee structurally is just fine. What was the attitude of the other players reacting to Ava's big contribution? They knew she might play. They were probably so thrilled for her because she performed so well.
Yeah. You know, this team, you know, pretty much the nucleus is the same as last year, so they've been together for so long.
Yeah.
And for her to make her come back and start practicing with us last week, and we really didn't know how things would play out on Thursday. We knew that she was allowed to play, that she got the clear, but we didn't know what she would do. Well, when she went in and she hit that little buzzer beater in the second quarter, I think it just lifted our team up, and it gave us some renewed energy and some renewed fight to get us through the second half. And she played really well in the second half, and she played more minutes than she probably should have. But she felt good, and her doctors were okay with it. So we kind of rested her a little bit on Saturday.
Sure.
And, you know, this week she's practicing hard with us.
Good.
And she has two games hopefully this week to play, and she's ready to play both of them. So we're going to use her the way, when we need her.
After watching the Minster game, I believe that probably Jaden Putoff would be your best performer at the game of skunk or horse. But then after watching the Tri-Village game, I decided that Corinne Heitkamp and Colleen Brandewy would probably give Jaden a run for her money.
Yes, I mean, it was so cool, you know, for Thursday night, you know, Jaden and Ava got a lot of the attention.
Sure.
And then you turn around just 2 days later and you've got three other people that are getting the attention of the writers and the press. And I just think that's just what our season has been like. You know, certain girls step up on certain nights, you know, and you never know. It's unpredictable who's going to have their best game on that given night. But they're so team-oriented that they applaud for each other. They're happy for each other. They all want each other to do well. So we always talk about team chemistry being one of the facets of our program, and that definitely shows it those last two games.
Mm-hmm. You integrated some zone defense in the regional tournament. I saw it. It was effective.
It was very effective, yes. We've been working on our zone, and we've been mixing up the zone a little bit. It's there's two different ways that we can play it, depending on who's in the game. If we work it the right way and Dana's at the point guard, I can have pretty much five very tall people on the floor, which makes our zone a little bit more effective, played a different way, versus if you have some shorter guards in there. So we've been working on that. It's something that it keeps our girls, you know, a little excited about new things that we're doing. Keep them, you know, because you know, we've been playing together for 4.5 months, you know, and it's
right.
Army basketball is Army basketball. We don't throw a lot of changes at them, but our defense against Minster was a little different.
Mm-hmm. Carla Siegel, Fort Loramie girls head coach, our guest before today's state semifinal, Fort Loramie versus Convoy Crestview. Bailey Gregory, Callie Gregory, Convoy Crestview has got a couple outstanding performers. It's a complete team, and it's a potent club.
Absolutely. Coach Gregory, I met him for the first time last fall. He has done a great job with that program in the few years that he's been there. His two daughters are playing, and like you said, their lineup is phenomenal. They've got two freshmen starting, a sophomore and two seniors, and they can all score from any point on the floor. They love to get up and down the floor at certain times, kind of like what we do. So we're anticipating an up-tempo game today, which is great for us. We, you know, you've seen us enough that we like that. We hope that our defensive pressure can maybe force them into some turnovers, you know, and make some early mistakes in the game to give us a little leeway. But we're looking forward to this opportunity. Absolutely.
Anything special you're working on leading up to this big game?
No, not at all. Just Army basketball. We want to play great defense. We want to move the ball on offense, and we want to rebound, and we want to be gritty, and we want to be on the floor diving for loose balls. So if our girls do all those things, we always say right before they leave that locker room, play hard and have fun. And that's all we want our girls to do today is to play hard and to have fun out there.
That sounds like a good motto. Head coach Carlos Siegel, Fort Laramie Redskins, who mentioned Mark Gregory, second-year head coach of Convoy Crestview. He's got two very good daughters who play on this club, Callie Gregory, Bailey Gregory. Kylie Etzler is 5'5", a senior from the Etzler family, well-known in Convoy country. Maya Etzler, a 6-foot freshman, starts. Olivia Cunningham, a player to be watched, 5'6", senior guard. Chuck, Fort Laramie, edge in experience, edge in bench. Convoy Crestview goes just a player or two deep on the sideline.
Well, when you watch Fort Laramie, it's kind of like hockey changes. They run two and three at a time,
right?
And they don't lose anything when they sub. So I mean, that just makes them an outstanding basketball team. Convoy is going to have, they're going to have their starters out there more than they maybe want to,
right?
And that could really it gets to your legs, and shooting is in your leg. When your legs get tired, you watched Masteller last night. You watched Finkenbein last night. I watched the kid from Tri-Village in his game against Cedarville. He had a great start, and he just played the entire game, and your legs go, then your shot goes.
Right. So many thanks to our great business partners here on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Dickman Supply, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Gauffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered at Gauffney. GauffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News with award-winning sports page coverage and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. We will return in a couple minutes with the starters and the tip-off of today's big girls Division IV state semifinal here at UD between Fort Laramie and Convoy Crestview on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Laramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill and Tangeman FH.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Again, so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us for Fort Loramie contests all year long here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's, you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Winner of this game returns on Saturday at 10:45 a.m. to play the winner of a game at 2 o'clock today, the other state semifinal, which pits Waterford against McDonald. I'm not saying that the winner of this game would be a prohibitive favorite in the state final on Saturday morning at 10:45, but they would certainly be the favored team in that state championship contest. The winner of this contest would for certain.
Well, in Division Four, especially, this half of the state has always been dominant. It's just the way it is. You had Minster and Loramie, and you just got such good basketball teams in girls Division Four over here. And the other side of the state, a little suspect when we've watched them play.
Yes, some of the sectionals and districts a little thin in terms of quality basketball. You're right, Chuck. No doubt about it. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. A key building component for Convoy Crestview here today is Handle Fort Loramie's pressure and sustain four quarters of basketball against Loramie's depth. Convoy Crestview not as deep. There will be additional timeouts throughout this game today, so that could help Convoy Crestview weather Fort Loramie's depth. For Fort Loramie, Redskins need solid contests from experienced seniors Dana Rose and Kenzie Holcher on the inside. If Fort Loramie can get some threes from the guards, that is a big boost.
Well, what happens when they get threes is it opens up the inside for Holcher and Rose. And those two, when they catch the ball down low,
yep,
the only time they're stopped is if they miss the shot.
Right. Dana and Kenzie, of course, the two big building blocks for Fort Loramie. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Fort Loramie Redskins starting five has been introduced. Caitlin Gasson at guard out front, 5'4" senior. Corinne Heitkamp, a 5'6" senior, a running mate at guard. Kenzie Holcher, 5'11" senior, 14 points a game. Dana Rose is a 6-foot senior, 11.5 points a game. And Jaden Putoff at 7 per contest, a 5'10" senior. Opening five for Convoy Crestview being announced momentarily. In fact, here it is. We will follow it as the public address announcer delivers the names of these young ladies. Bailey Gregory, 32% three-point shooter, a 5'5" senior. In fact, Convoy Crestview had three starters net three threes or more in the 65-35 regional championship win over Columbus Grove. Also starting for Convoy Crestview, Lacey McCoy, 5'9" sophomore,
Maya Etzler, a 6-foot Frosch, is in the opening unit. Callie Gregory, a 5'8 freshman, and Olivia Cunningham, a 5'6" senior.
I don't know if Kylie Etzler plays a lot, but I noticed she's not dressed. So she must have some kind of an injury.
14 points a game for Callie Gregory, 13 points a game for Olivia Cunningham. Gregory plays guard and wing. Olivia Cunningham, 5'6" senior, at the guard spot. Fort Loramie in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. And Convoy Crestview in the home white, red numerals, blue trim down the sides of the shirts and shorts. Pace of this game figures to be quick. Neither club wants to slow down the tempo.
I wonder if we might see any zone at all out of Crestview.
I think we will, and we'll see some zone from Fort Loramie, too. It was extremely effective in district and regional tournament play for head coach Carlos Siegel. Opening tip to start, won by Convoy Crestview, which has the ball 30 feet away. To your left, as you imagine things, looking at your computer screen or phone. Here's a baseline drive on the play by Cunningham. Cunningham with a sloppy pass on the arc. It is intercepted by Caitlin Gasson. She darts down the floor, goes to put off. Straight away, Dana Rose. Rose has got the ball on the arc. Now Gasson, who sets it up.
And they open zone.
Yep, Convoy Crestview zoning at the beginning. Here's a left corner three ball by Fort Loramie. It is pumped up there by Putoff. Glances off the rim. Rebound down to Convoy Crestview. Darting into the forecourt comes Cunningham. Launching one inside the arc, right flank, way short. Rebound Kenzie Holscher to Dana Rose. Steam rolls to the rim. Powers to the bucket. Foul in the act of shooting. Good break by Fort Loramie.
I thought I could keep the scorebook on my lap and lean back, but I don't think it's going to work.
Dana Rose at the stripe with two. One bounce. Shots in the air. Swish. Both teams shoot free throws at about a 74% clip.
Pretty terrific.
Both teams a little better than 30% behind the arc. Convoy Crestview about a point and a half better. Dana Rose connects on two at the stripe. And Fort Loramie's in front 2-0. Redskins pressure in backcourt. Coach Gregory barking out, go, go. Forecourt to our left with the ball. McCoy now Cunningham near the center arc. Bounce pass down the right side of the floor. And a disjointed offense here by Convoy Crestview. The player went over the boundary in the red area here at UD to catch the pass, and she's off the court of play.
It was a sloppy pass, yep. And she had to go get it.
Not a good beginning for Convoy Crestview handling the ball. Cross-court pass for Corinne Heitkamp, who catches inside the arc. Her 16-footer bounces all around and goes in. Oh, soft touch. Feather-like jumper for Corinne. 4-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Convoy Crestview nearly throws it out of bounds again. We played a minute and a half here at the start. Convoy on the arc. Throws it right flank to Lacey McCoy. McCoy starts a drive, high dribble. Looks inside for Etzler. Nearly a 5-second call. It's bobbled by Etzler. Then she goes opposite on the play to Bailey Gregory. Real good defense by Kenzie Holscher. Here's Bailey Gregory. Deep one. 25-footer way off the mark. Rebound Convoy. Missed badly in the lane. Dana Rose out in front of the rebound. Down to Holscher driving at the rim. Missed it from 4 feet. Rebound Convoy.
She does that sometimes. She doesn't finish when she gets around the rim.
Nope, she had time to get set and just drop it through. 5:46 left opening quarter. Convoy dodged a bullet there. Here's a baseline drive to Bailey Gregory. Oh, she pitches it to the arc. Stolen by Holscher. Holscher against Cunningham. Hacking foul, no call. Kenzie gets it back. 6-footer hit the backboard. Rim came off. Out of bounds to Convoy. Fort Loramie missed another 3-on-2 break chance.
Holscher needs to relax.
Yep.
I think she's going to get a chance to relax.
First few times down the floor here at UD in a state semifinal, you get winded quickly.
Oh, it takes you a second, and then all of a sudden you're breathing and you're going, oh, this is better.
Here's an inbounds pass in backcourt by Convoy, and the player's triple-teamed, stolen on the play by Fort Loramie. Driving layup, Colleen Brandewey, in, out, no good. Rebound to Gasson. Gasson at the elbow on the right, sinks it. 16-footer. Here's Convoy Crestview in backcourt against Fort Laramie's pressure, knocked out of bounds by the Redskins.
That was a rebound by Schultes, and she found Gasson about 8 feet out for the jump shot.
Hockey line change for Fort Laramie. Ava Schultes is in. She had a key board right there. Here's Convoy throwing to midcourt, down 6-0. We played nearly 3 minutes opening quarter. On the arc for Convoy, it's Cunningham. Now to Callie Gregory. Step back three in the air. Oh, it's right on the money. 6-3. Fort Laramie up three. Far left wing. Redskins have a player wide open. Three ball in the air by Corinne Heitkamp or Colleen Brandewey.
It was Heitkamp.
Heitkamp let it fly, and it hit the iron, skidded out of bounds. Right corner of the floor. Touch last on the play by Convoy Crestview. Redskins up 6-3. That three ball from Convoy is a quick equalizer. Redskins have it straight away. It's Holscher against the Convoy Crestview zone. Kenzie starts a drive, pulls up along the foul line. 10-footer way short. Rebound taken out by Convoy. Player leaking out the other direction. It's caught by Bailey Gregory on the arc to the three-point gunner. It's Cunningham. It rattles out. No good. Fort Laramie up 6-3. 4.5 to go first quarter. Give and go. Colleen Brandewey goes down the lane to a teammate, Schultes, who could be the X factor today.
That was a tough shot.
Yes, indeed. 8-3. Fort Laramie on top. 4:17 left opening quarter. Redskins, I think, have shaken the jitters away. Convoy Crestview not real comfortable looking, handling the ball yet. 5-point lead Fort Laramie at the first quarter gone. Dribbling, dribbling, dribbling some more. It is Callie Gregory on the arc. Hits a teammate at the foul line. Right down the lane with a running left-hander is his shot pumped up and in.
Well, Cunningham.
Well done by Cunningham. Nice play. Good left-hander. Fort Laramie didn't slide over and defend her in the paint area. She had a nice avenue to the rack. 8-5. Fort Laramie up 3. Foul line, Schultes wide open. Might have been hacked on the arm of the jumper. No. Loose ball, baseline left. It's Holscher with a wild reverse layup. Missed it. Rebound, Schultes. It's blocked. Crammed. Taken by Convoy. Here come the Knights down the right side of the floor. And clawing that ball out of bounds is Holscher. Redskins in close, a little out of sync.
Well, they need to realize that Hetzler's good block is a shot blocker.
Yep. So you got to get up into her body or jump stop below the foul stripe and not go too deep. Here's Convoy Crestview finding an open player, baseline left. No shot taken, ball bobbled, thrown back on the arc to Bailey Gregory. Convoy resets, down 3, 3 minutes left, opening quarter. 30 feet away, Bailey Gregory. Into the top of the circle, right down the lane, not guarded well. Shot it, off the flange, rebound batted, Gasson covers. Gasson midcourt, and here comes Convoy from behind, foul. Common, ball out to Fort Laramie.
Well, they kind of bailed her out because she was taking the ball 1-on-3.
Yes. Now let's see what the Redskins come up with on this inbound play below the backboard. Gasson will trigger. Everybody on the floor huffing and puffing a little bit.
Etzler back in the basketball game now.
Maya Etzler, 6-foot freshman on the court. Baseline left, Gasson throws. Head of the key, put off. Has her 22-footer blocked. Oh, and a rebound by Dana Rose. And missed a gimme. Got the ball back, though. Fed it to Holscher in the lane. To Dana, baseline left. On top to Gasson for three. Way off the mark. Rebound, Convoy Crestview. 8-5 Fort Laramie Redskins. Not shooting it well. 2:32 left in the opening quarter. Here's a deep left corner three by the left-hander. It is swirling around the rim, and it comes out. Almost went in by Lacey McCoy. Good-looking shot. 8-5, Laramie got the board. Here's Rose wide open, down the lane to the rim, driving layup, blew it. Rebound, Convoy Crestview. Player leaking out. Long one down the floor, and Crestview creeps within one. Olivia Cunningham gets a deuce. 8-7, Fort Laramie. Redskins can't buy one in tight.
They have left 10 points on the floor right now.
No doubt about it. Dana Rose, far left corner. Back out to Gasson. 1:51 left. Opening stanza. High right, Colleen Brandewey. against the zone. Redskins find a player wide open. Holscher underneath. Reverse layup. Got it. Nice pass by Gaston. Good find. Superb execution against the zone. Redskins 10. Convoy Crestview 7. 90 seconds left. Opening quarter. Ball thrown outside the arc on the left to Olivia Cunningham. Goes into the corner. A push-off against Brandewee. It's common.
She got her hand caught in the cookie jar, as they say. Keep your hands out. Play defense with your feet.
Fort Loramie up three. Three new players come on. Schultes, Corinne Eichamp back out there. Clara Gebhardt in. Baseline left. Inbounding is Callie Gregory of Convoy Crestview. Hits a teammate who drives into the paint area, flips it up on the run, and hits it. Wow, well done on the play. That was McCoy. Good Dipsy Doo move, soft touch, feathered it off the iron, and it bounced home. A minute to go, first quarter, 10-9, Fort Loramie. Ball thrown into the post to Schultes. Here's Dana Rose straight away. A long three ball. Hits it. Dana Rose assists Schultes.
Inside out that time. Good job.
Yep, 13-9, Fort Loramie. 48 seconds to go. First quarter of play. Etzler sets a screen on the arc. Gives it up to Callie Gregory. Ball thrown down inside to Etzler. Fort Loramie breaks it up. It goes off Etzler's fingertips. Redskins a chance to spurt out to a 6 or 7 point cushion late in the first quarter, 39.9 to go. Dana Rose bringing the ball down against Convoy Crestview. Ball thrown right side to Putoff. Then Dana enters the lane area. Good pass in the middle of the floor. 10-footer. Gebhardt banked it in. Gebhardt and Rose with five quick points. Fort Loramie 15, Convoy 9, 16 seconds to go first quarter. Long three ball, Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose, 8 seconds left. Dana 30 feet out. Now to Putoff, deep right corner, Corinne Eichamp, a bomb, short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot. Ava Schultes got the rebound. The ball was pinballed to her, and with her feet on the floor, falling backwards, swatted it with two hands toward the glass, and it caromed in. Big hoop. Fine run before Loramie to end the opening stanza, 7 in succession. Fort Loramie 17, Convoy Crestview 9 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
And thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors. We've got a host of business partners, including Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery, by the way, to Jackson Center and Votkins by Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Medications packaged by day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. Convoy Crestview saw Fort Loramie reel off 7 straight to close the first quarter. 17-9 Redskins. Here's a nice baseline catch on the play by Convoy. Little 5-footer is stuck up and in. Maya Etzler, the tall young lady, 6 foot
touch,
6 foot frosh. Caught it 10 feet away, baseline right. Two bounces to the rack and dropped it home. Foul line play. Open is Schultes. Oh, fakes out the defender. Ducks under and hits a 12-footer.
She's got 6.
Ava Schultes off the bench for Fort Loramie. Showing no signs of stiffness from that knee surgery. She's braced up and looking good. Steal, Dana Rose. Outlet down the floor to Caitlin Gaston. Got it for 2 more. 21-11, Fort Loramie but 10. 6:55 left. Second quarter of play. Here's Convoy Crestview outside the arc, 25 feet away. Convoy on the bounce, still on the bounce. Too much dribbling to Callie Gregory. 5 second call.
You got to be right. I'm not sure she was totally closely guarded, but you got to be aware that the referee has a count on. And if you don't see it, you got four assistant coaches on the bench. Somebody should be yelling.
Right. Yep, Redskins have a chance here now with one more spurt to take this one up to 14 or 15, leading by 10. 6:44 to go, second quarter. Convoy Crestview not handling Fort Laramie's defense real well. Redskins have the ball deep right corner. Holscher on the arc to Corinne Heitkamp. Long three ball. Buried it. She hoisted in a triple. Corinne Heitkamp nailed it. 24-11 Fort Laramie. Here's Convoy Crestview reeling a little bit now. Wanting to shoot the three is Bailey Gregory. Hounded by Caitlin Gasson. Gives it up right flank to Lacey McCoy. Right back to Bailey Gregory. Foul line J, 15-footer. Swish. Good-looking shot.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Convoy's got a lot of talent on the floor. Fort Laramie deeper for sure. Gasson drives, gives to Brandewee. Loops it to Dana Rose straight away. 24-13. Fort Laramie up 11. 5:52 left here in the second quarter. Gasson between the rings. Down the left side to Colleen Brandewee. Dana Rose, foul line. Kenzie Holscher, baseline left. Here's Heitkamp. Holscher, deep left corner. Drives baseline. Good wraparound pass to Brandewee. On top to Gasson for three. Off the back brace. Rebound left corner. But Brandewee, Fort Laramie restarts. Near side, Gasson wants to drive. 15 feet away. Throws it to Corinne. Left side, it's Colleen. Lets it go. Hits it.
Corinne Heitkamp.
Corinne Heitkamp from Colleen. 27-13, Fort Laramie up 14. Convoy Crestview gets a timeout. We'll take a break. 14-point lead, Fort Laramie. 5:09 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Western Ohio's leader in wellness enhancement is Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna.
Here at Victrus Health and Wellness, we love being the answer. When you feel like you've tried everything for your pain and chronic injuries, we use functional medicine in addition to highly specialized physical therapy techniques.
I'm with Dr. Lisa Marino of Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. What is functional medicine?
Functional medicine is a highly personalized, systematic approach to complex health conditions and stubborn weight gain. We use specialized testing, including gut health, DNA, and organic acids to take the guesswork out of healing. If you've given up on losing weight or healing your chronic pain or injuries, I invite you to give us a call for a free consultation.
For Victorious Health and Wellness, phone 937-232-5237. And you can claim your free consult by going to Victorious, VICTRES health.com/free consult. Dr. Lisa Marino holds a doctorate degree in physical therapy from The Ohio State University. Western Ohio's leader in functional medicine is Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
And Dr. Marino is the wife of Nick Marino, head football coach at Anna. 27-13, Fort Laramie in the lead. Here's Convoy Crestview going baseline left. Difficult pass, and Convoy Crestview below the rim picked up the bobble. A jump ensued. Fort Laramie at 3-on-1. Redskins get the arrow.
7 turnovers now for Convoy. Yeah. Laramie hadn't turned it yet.
Convoy Crestview started a sophomore, 2 freshmen, not as deep as Fort Laramie. That's a big difference so far. Redskins have played 10. Convoy Crestview has played 6. 4:40 left, first half. Redskins up 14. Here's Gasson. Deep left side, handling the ball, Corinne Heitkamp. Little give and go down the lane to Brandewee. To Holscher inside the arc, left flank, no good. Oh, what a stick back! What a stick back by Dana Rose! Dana Rose, a superb rebound shot. 29-13 Fort Laramie. What do we have? Moving screen, Etzler, top of the key, Convoy Crestview.
You can get away with moving a little bit. You can't get away with sticking a leg or a hip out to make contact, and that's what she did right in the middle of the floor.
16-point lead, Fort Laramie. Midcourt, Caitlin Gasson, head coach Carla Siegel. Barks out instructions. Dana Rose inside the arc of the left. Foot on the line. Shot it. Drilled it! It is ruled a three. It is ruled a three. We'll take it. 32-13.
There's about 10 different three-point lines out there, so you got to pick out the right one.
Fort Loramie up 19. 3:59 to go, second quarter. Here's a drive of Convoy down the lane. The shooter hacked on the play. Lacey McCoy goes to the stripe. Two coming. Big shout out to Mike Wiss and the Minster girls basketball team. They are tuned into scoresbroadcast.com. What a game that was at Vandalia Butler. Fort Loramie won it 47-36. Minster girls still defending champs, a repeat 2018-2019 under head coach Mike Wiss. We may be saying, Chuck, at the end of this Final Four, Fort Loramie and Minster, two best girls teams, state of Ohio.
Well, I said at the time, and I still believe it, that was the state championship game. Now Loramie's got to play.
Right.
They can't go out there and think they got the trophy, but that to me was by far the two best teams in the state of Ohio.
Right. Here's the free throw. The second one, first one made, second one missed long. Rebound, Convoy Crestview, deflected pass. Gasson intercepts for Fort Loramie, and she's tripped in backcourt. And if memory serves me correct, head coach Mike Wiss on the baseball diamond won state titles in 2011, 12, and 17.
And I'm sure that since the basketball season's over, they're already outside playing in this beautiful weather we had this week.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Here comes a little give and go. Shoulders on the arc. Down the lane to Gasson. Folding to the rim. Up and good. 34-14. A 20-point blistering. Fort Loramie over Convoy Crestview. And here's Convoy nearly throwing it out of bounds. Left corner of the floor. It is. It's on the red stripe. Fort Loramie's pressure is wreaking havoc.
Yeah, they're... Like I said before the game, you can't simulate what you're going to see. You can see it on film, but you can't imagine what it's going to be like.
Redskins up 20. Here's Colleen Brandewey straight away with the ball. Looks for a cutter down inside. It's Ava Scholes who goes to a knee to catch it. Can't quite hang on, and it goes out of bounds.
That's the first turnover, and you know what? If you're going to have one, just trying to hit somebody cutting down the lane is not a bad one to get.
How many turnovers for the Redskins?
It's
my goodness. That was number uno. Marvelous ball handling by Fort Loramie and great pressure. Here's a pass wide by Convoy. Guess who picked it off? Ava down the floor to Holscher in the lane. Shot blocked. Thrown in the arc to Brandewey. Buries. 8-2. 36-14, Fort Loramie.
Pick your poison. I mean, all of these girls can just shoot the basketball.
Convoy Crestview cannot get into its offense. Ball thrown outside the arc on the right to Bailey Gregory. High dribble in the paint. Hands to Cunningham. Shot it. Missed it. Weak side rebound in. Etzler with two. 36-16. Fort Loramie up 20. Here's Brandewey hitting Scholes in the lane. She goes sprawling for the ball. It's out of bounds to Convoy. 2:27 to go here in the second.
She's hit the floor twice and has gotten up without any problems. So that's a good sign. Mentally, that's got to help her.
Yes. Scholes, Holscher, Gasson come out. Another hockey line change for Fort Loramie. Convoy Crestview coming off a made bucket is still down 20, 36-16. Straight away with the ball, it is Callie Gregory. It's whipped down inside of the post, and it goes awry, out of bounds.
13 turnovers.
Wow. Convoy Crestview on a pace for 30 miscues. Dana Rose to midcourt. She signals play number one. Dana's got it. High left. Caught there by Clara Gebhardt. Looks for Rose backside. Three-point shot in the air. Fort Loramie bouncing no good. Strong rebound below the iron by the Redskins. Clara Gebhardt, good play. Ruled a tie-up. And it's Convoy's possession. Who launched that last three?
But that was Corinne Heitkamp, and I'll tell you what, I'll let her shoot the ball all day long. She is on a streak.
It was online, but just a shade short.
A little deep. I mean, it was outside the NBA three-point line.
A minute 50 left, second quarter, Fort Loramie 36, Convoy Crestview 16. Biggest lead's been 22. High right, Callie Gregory against Rose. Goes baseline, below the rim. Bounced it off somebody's shoe. It goes out of bounds. No question for the Redskins. Apparently it hit the laces of Dana Rose.
Yeah, no, nobody complained.
Inbounding, baseline left is Convoy. A little drive into the lane. Jump stop, five-footer. Yes, nice shot. Bryn Putman in off the bench. A 5'8 junior connects. Four straight, but Convoy holding foul on the inside against Crestview as Fort Loramie pushes it down the floor in a jiffy. A minute 26 left, first half. Fort Loramie 36, Convoy Crestview 18. Kenzie Holscher back on the floor. Coming out for the Redskins, Jaden Putoff. Keep in mind, this Convoy Crestview team shoots threes extremely well, and it can get back in this game quickly. Here's Fort Loramie inbounding below the rim on the left. Holscher against the height of Etzler on the inside. Stutter step and a walk.
Yeah, well, you think about that a little bit. She's blocked a couple shots.
36-18, Convoy Crestview shooting here for its sixth straight point. A minute 16 to go in the first half. Outside the arc on the left is Olivia Cunningham. Very good player. Hop step and a jump in the lane. Clearly walked, and it's called. Fort Loramie 36, Convoy Crestview 18.
That was a, it wasn't even a Euro step. That was a double Euro step.
Right-o. 1 minute left, first half. Fort Loramie hadn't scored in about 90 seconds. High right, it is Dana Rose. Pitching top of the circle, Holscher. Shot fake, foul line. On a weave, right down the lane, Corinne Heitkamp stops from 10 feet. Swish! Wide open, good play.
She's got 10.
Super movement by Fort Loramie during that offensive set. 40 seconds to go here in the first half. 38-18 Fort Loramie. Dribble drive. Convoy Crestview down the lane. Here's a blind pass into the corner. It's fumbled. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. 33.9 to go in the second quarter. 38-18 in favor of Fort Loramie, which has blistered Convoy Crestview. What we highlighted in the pregame, coming to fruition, inexperienced starting five for Convoy, two freshmen, a sophomore. Fort Loramie far more depth. That's a factor. And could Convoy handle Fort Loramie's pressure? No.
Well, they've got 18 points and 15 turnovers.
26.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Heitkamp going backside to Dana Rose. Catches low on the left. Spin move. Banks up an 8-footer short. Rebound pinballed. Caught by Holscher. Driving layup. Headset. 17 seconds to go. First half. 40-18 Fort Loramie. Down to 10. Convoy at midcourt. Dribbling. It's Bailey Gregory being hounded. 5-4. Straight away, Lacey McCoy walked with the ball. The defense of Fort Loramie stifling Convoy Crestview. 2.9 left, 40-18 Fort Loramie. Let's see what kind of a shot the Redskins can get here. Dana Rose to Holscher at midcourt, lets it fly from 50. It's on the money, off to the left. Halftime here at the UD Arena. Girls Division 4 state semifinal. Fort Loramie 40, Convoy Crestview 18. It's our radio station break. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and WMVR 105.5 PAM FM in Sydney. Fort Loramie leads it 40-18. As I recall, it was an 8-7 game at one point. Since that point in time, Fort Loramie has outpointed Convoy Crestview to the tune of 32-11 over the last 12 minutes or so in this game. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, I don't keep percentages, but you look up where they're keeping the shooting percentage.
Yep.
Convoy Crestview shot 50% in the first half and trails by 22. And the reason is,
yep,
16 turnovers.
Did not get the shots, not able to maximize offensive possessions.
Yep.
Just gave it up too much.
17-10 rebounding advantage to the Redskins. 10-3 on the offensive boards. They're just outstanding there. 16-3 in turnovers. Crestview leads in that dubious area. 1-for-2 from the free throw line for Convoy. 2-for-2 from Fort Loramie. Individual scoring for Crestview. They were led by Bailey Gregory. She had 5, and then they got 4 from Maya Etzler. They got 4 from Olivia Cunningham. They got 3 from Lacey McCoy and 2 from Putman. They scored 9 each quarter, 18 for the first half. Very balanced for the Redskins, as always. Grin Heitkamp led them with 10. Dana Rose had 9. They got 6 from Gasson. They got 6 from Schultzes. They got 4 from Kenzie Holscher. They got 2 from Brandewee. They got 2 from Gephardt. They scored 17-23, and they lead it 40-18 at the half.
We saw zone from Convoy Crestview early.
Yeah.
Fort Loramie sized it up, first couple trips down the floor, and then really blew it open. Did Convoy ever go back to man?
Yeah, they went to man, and the problem with the zone, I mean, they were getting the shots. They weren't making the shots. If they would have made their early 2 and 3 foot footers, everybody could go get on the bus here.
Exactly. Yeah, Fort Loramie missed probably five of their first six shots down below the college charge arc. They were that tight around the rim, gimmies, and then Fort Loramie warmed up, got red hot.
They played well. It's what you expect. You know, you come into the game and you kind of talk and you got, oh, they got to play and they got to do this and do that. But they always do this and do that.
Right.
and they got so many weapons. So, you know, go ahead and take Putoff out of the game. And Brando or somebody else is going to step in and then just take it over. And in the last two games, it's been Corinne Heitkamp.
Uh-huh. Yep. Corinne Heitkamp, a wealth of guards who can shoot and apply pressure. Chuck, you hit the nail on the head a few minutes ago. The Convoy Crestview shooting 50%, not getting shots because too many possessions result in mistakes, turnovers, right back to Fort Loramie.
Well, two-point shooting. Loramie is 17 of 35 for all field goals, 17 of 35. Crestview is 8 for 15. 20 more shots for Loramie.
That sums it up right there. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
It is Fort Loramie 40, Convoy Crestview 18, 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter in this girls' Division IV state semifinal from the UD Arena. Take your shot and buy a Fort Loramie long shot raffle ticket. Do it right away. This raffle's got prizes totaling over $195,000, and only a limited number of tickets will be sold. Amazing prizes include the 2021 Jeep Wrangler, golf carts, ATVs, vacation packages, lots of cash prizes, and many more. Visit this website, flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Buy your ticket before they're gone. All ticket sales support Fort Loramie Athletics. The Loramie Long Shot Committee is available at loramielongshot@gmail.com. loramielongshot@gmail.com. flathleticboosters.com/raffle to buy your ticket, or contact Derek 937-248-6787. That's Derek at 248-6787. What's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services? Well, it's Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman has the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, or standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. Riemann Drywall in Anna, professional service. Drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering. great customer satisfaction and service for homes and businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, check with Riemann Drywall in Anna. It's a call away, 538-0513, 937-538-0513. Drywall work done right with Riemann. Opening seconds, third quarter of this game. 19 seconds have ticked off the clock. No scoring. Convoy Crestview possession. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Redskins. Convoy, 5 second counts on. It is flipped in bounds to Callie Gregory. Now McCoy, 20 feet away, into Etzler. Squares up on Dana Rose. Left it way short. Got it back and dropped it off. Oh, it hung on the rim forever. Rebound pinballed. Pinballed some more. Dana Rose has got it. It is knocked away by Convoy. Look at the scrum below the rim. Convoy eventually boots it off a shoe out of bounds.
Wow. I mean, the ball's on the floor and everybody's just kind of grappling for it.
That was the closest thing to a rugby match on the basketball floor I've ever seen.
Well, if it is rugby, I don't have any idea.
Well, 50 seconds elapsed. No scoring. Here's Fort Loramie breaking pressure. Jaden Putoff inside the arc, right flank, short. Long rebound gathered by Bailey Gregory of Convoy. 40-18, Fort Loramie. Opening minute of the third quarter. Here's Callie Gregory. Etzler out high. Right flank, Lacey McCoy. Nice drive. Shot blocked on the play. Jaden Putoff and Dana Rose were there. Loose ball, baseline right. Holscher can't trace it down. Inbounded by Convoy to the right of the rim. Inbounding is Convoy. Throwing way out high. Collected by Olivia Cunningham, and she veers to the left, and right away a screen. It's not stationary.
I called that on her. She extended her arm and shoved Randwee out of the way.
A good call. Yes. Clearly a foul on Convoy. It might have been a moving screen as well. 40-18, Fort Loramie. Nicely off the backboard, on the rim, no. Etzler can't gather the board. Here comes Fort Loramie quickly down the floor, low in the right, Holscher up, missed it, foul. Redskins pushing it as quickly as they can, and Convoy can't get back and set defensively. The lead for Fort Loramie is swollen to 42-18. Free throw by Kenzie, lifts the rim, it misses. Jaden Putoff out, made a nice dish to Dana Rose for Fort Loramie's last bucket. Second shot, Kenzie in the air, front rim, backboard, and it trickles in. The lead for Fort Loramie has expanded to 25. 43-18, 5:50 left in the third quarter. Here's the ball thrown 15 feet away. Bailey Gregory hands off to a teammate. It's Callie Gregory. Hook shot, good.
That was pretty impressive.
Eight-footer, well done. 43-20, Fort Loramie by 23. Baseline drive, Kenzie Holscher. Oh, my goodness. Around in front of the rim. Hooked it up over her head. Banked it in beautifully right off the square.
Yeah, you got a shot blocker. You use the rim and you go to the reverse. And the last two times down, it was Rose. And then it was Holscher.
Yep. Very nicely done. Two reverse layups in traffic below the backboard by Rose and Holscher. And here is Etzler low on the right, twisting, turning, rim the 10-footer. Here comes Fort Loramie, whipping Convoy Crestview down the floor. Spin shot by Holscher, no. Rebound by Convoy. 45-20 Redskins, 4:50 left in the third. Here's a long three try from distance by Bailey Gregory. Rattles in and out, no good. Rebound Cunningham in traffic. Fadeaway 8-footer, partially blocked. Here is Convoy with the ball in the paint area. Too long. It's ruled 3 seconds. That's the first 3 seconds call we've seen in 2021.
We needed her last night, and then Taft would have had 15 3-second calls.
Oh, they sure would have. Sure would have. Half a dozen anyway.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Maya Etzler, by the time she's a senior, is going to be one heck of a basketball player.
She'll be a star. Here is Fort Loramie beating pressure down the floor. Low on the right. Shot laid up. Missed by Holscher. Stick back. Brandwee no good, but she's hacked on the arm. Fort Loramie is relentless.
not giving Convoy Crestview a chance to catch its breath.
Well, and that's what happens.
Fort Loramie 45, Convoy Crestview 20, 4:31 left in the third quarter. At the stripe, Colleen Brandewey hit on the arm in the act of shooting, connects on the free throw to make it 46-20 Fort Loramie. That one bounds off the flange. Rebound Convoy. Cunningham in backcourt.
Gephardt in the game now. She's got the defensive assignment.
Dribble drive outside the arc. Bailey Gregory into the paint area. Cunningham flips it up on the run with a left hand. Hooked it off the side of the board. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Boy, the defense is intense for the Redskins. Here's Dana Rose inside the arc. Elbow at the left. Buries it. 16-footer. 48-20 Fort Loramie.
She has played like a first-team All-State player here in the tournament.
Indeed. Second-team All-State a year ago. Long three. Convoy Crestview pumped up there by Bailey Gregory. It rimmed out. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskin players tripped. 3:48 left here in the third. 48-20 Redskins. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan that fits your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Here is Riley Heitkamp on the floor now for Fort Loramie at guard. Redskins lead it by 28, 48-20. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Here's Shoulders dumping it down to the right wing for a three-point shooter. Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer.
Well, they went back zone. They're trying to trap out of it, and boy, Brandewey burned them.
Here's a long left-handed three by Convoy. It is missed by Olivia Cunningham, glanced off the rim, shoving underneath against Fort Loramie. 3:05 to go, third quarter. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20.
This is where they were with Tri-Village at 52-21.
Exactly. Yep. Right on, about the end of the third quarter. We've still got 11 minutes to play in this game. Convoy inbounding low on the left. Crestview finds Cunningham on the arc, fakes right, goes left into the paint. Oh, it's deflected, popped up in the air, taken by Gasson. Oh, what a fast break to Brandewey, all the way to the rack. It hangs on the iron, no good. Rebound Holscher, she's belted from behind, and she'll get two. Fort Loramie has been in a running mode right out of the gate. Convoy Crestview being left behind.
Well, and they're trying to trap now, which they need to do. That just makes them more vulnerable to the open court, which is what Loramie's doing to them.
Holscher shoots at the stripe and sinks it. 58-20. Or I should say 52-20. Now 53-20. The lead has swollen to 33 points. 2:51 to go, third quarter. Timeout, Convoy Crestview on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The Fort Loramie Redskins can do no wrong today. What a tournament run by Fort Loramie. beating high-quality opponents Cincinnati Country Day, Minster, and Tri-Village to advance to the state Final Four. And nothing new today. Fort Loramie blistering Convoy Crestview, 53-20. Steal by the Redskins. Here's a fast break, a 3-on-2. Holscher in on the left. Left-handed scooper. Not good, but she smacked on the arm. Two more free throws.
Kasson playing a real nice floor game today. She does a good job of drawing the defense and getting the ball down to Holscher.
Yeah, Caitlin has been razor sharp. Foul shot by Holscher. Up and in. 54-20, Fort Loramie. You know, every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, starting a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Holscher splits two at the stripe. Convoy Crestview attacking to our right, trailing 54-20, and the ball is poked out of bounds twice in a row by the Redskins. Fort Loramie with numerous deflections and steals once again. Convoy Crestview inbounding in the corner. It is caught there by the three-point shooter, Lacey McCoy. She doesn't let it fly. Goes to Etzler at the elbow to Cunningham left corner. On the arc to Callie Gregory. 2 minutes to go, third period. Swiped on the play by Gasson. She was off and running. Looked like a clean heist. The theft looked like a dandy. She was ready to go to the other end, out in front for a layup, and it's brought back.
Yeah, she was a little surprised by the call, but all in all, I thought they, and they're beating them by 34 points. Hard to complain about the officiating. I think they've done a nice job.
Yeah, oh, they have. Yeah, that last action by Caitlin Gasson symbolizes her play today. Here's Convoy Crestview. Nice baseline play. Speaking of action, a screen for Callie Gregory, who drops in a five-footer. Here's Jaden Putoff, long three. Hurls a bomb. No, deflected, out of bounds, off Fort Loramie. 54-22. 32-point lead, Fort Loramie. Minute 51 left here in the third quarter. Redskins at this point have Putoff, Rose, Holscher, Gasson, and Colleen Brandewee on the floor. Midcourt, Convoy Crestview, veering to the right, goes Bailey Gregory, gets a screen from Lacey McCoy. She's still 25 feet out. Hand off to Callie Gregory, looks inside for a teammate, can't find one, goes to Etzler. Dana Rose pinned on her. Etzler's baseline, Jay, off the side of the backboard. Rebound taken down by Holscher of Fort Loramie. Steers her way up the floor. Foul line. Right corner, Gasson steps inside the arc, overshoots it. Weak side rebound, Convoy, thrown right to Putoff. Redskins have it again. 65 seconds to go, third quarter. Putoff, baseline left. Holscher shot fake to the rack. Two more. Well done. Kenzie Holscher got the defender off her feet, went right around her from 15 feet away.
Shot fake worked.
56-22. Redskins up 34. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's an arching one-hander in the lane by Bailey Gregory. No, off to the left. Holscher with the board. Oh, she's galloping down the floor. Pulls up from 10 feet out. Rims it, no good. Rebound smacked out by Convoy. 38.9 to go here in the third period.
Schmidtmeyer going to check in for the first time, Alyssa.
Yep, Allison Schmidtmeyer, 5 foot 9 inch junior. Ball lobbed into the lane to Dana Rose. Spin move inside the arc, right flank. It's Holscher from 19. It's bouncing, no good. Push off below the backboard against Convoy Crestview.
Yeah, Rose was coming. She had a straight shot for the rebound, and they took two hands and just shoved her down. It was effective. She didn't get the rebound.
Team foul 7, 1-1 time for Dana. Fort Loramie 56, Convoy Crestview 22, with 33 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Dana aims and pops it home. The lead has been stretched out to 35. 57-22, Fort Loramie.
I think that's running clock time, isn't it?
You're right. Should be. Second free throw, right of rim, backboard, right down through the hole. 58-22 Redskins. And it's just been announced by the public address. We've got a running clock the rest of the way. Or at least
until they get it down to under 30.
Until Convoy reduces the difference to, is it 30?
30.
Is that the magical number?
Yep.
Because right now it's 36.
So the quarter's going to run out.
Yep, continuous clock started late. Clock running, ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Convoy Crestview will shoot free throws as time expires, ending the third period. Callie Gregory at the stripe, the horn sounds.
They should not have allowed the horn to go off.
No, she was ready to let it go, and now everybody is ushered off the floor but Gregory of Convoy. 58-22 Fort Loramie, third period closing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, Carl Arns from Brookins is here. He's listening to the play-by-play in color on his phone, as are so many fans in the stands at UD Arena. And we heard his, when he heard his commercial played, he came down to see us and whispered in my ear, I promised the Fort Loramie girls free pizza if they got to a running clock.
All right, and I'm a Fort Loramie girl, so I'll be there.
So run to Brookins for free pizza from Carl Arns.
That's terrific. He's a good guy. Yeah, I love going in there.
Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Well, while we were away and after the third quarter had expired and Gregory was on the line,
Mr. Both.
Yep, she flipped up two free throws. Neither one went in, so the score remains Fort Loramie 58, Convoy Crestview 22. Opening 15 seconds, fourth quarter. Redskins have the ball. Here's Gasson. Left wing, Corinne Heitkamp, foul line, Dana Rose. Back to Corinne, left corner, Holscher drives right around one player, another, into the lane to Dana. Oh, what a play! Oh, what a play! Kenzie Holscher, a nifty little bounce pass, slipped to Dana Rose. 2 points right in front. 60-22, Fort Loramie, 7:18 to go here in this game. Top of the circle, dribble drive, Bailey Gregory right down the pike to the basket, shot it off the flange, got the rebound back, swiveled, scored. Nice lead done. 60-24, Fort Loramie. A minute gone in the fourth. Gasson down the right side. Straight away to Brandewee. Left flank to Corinne, back to Colleen. She hoists up a three, rim, backboard, not good. Rebound, Convoy Crestview. Quickly up the floor, wild pass. Colleen breaks it up and steals it. Ahead to Gasson. And the turnovers mount for Convoy Crestview.
Yeah, they've cut them down, but they got 20 for the game now.
Outside the arc on the right is Colleen. Baseline right, open player, Holscher. Little jumper, skimmed off the rim, knocked out of bounds by the Redskins. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his top-notch techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Eliminate those hot spots and those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Or set your meeting or appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Go to the website to make your appointment. TomJerry's.com. The right solution for true comfort. 5:40 left in the fourth quarter. 60-24, Fort Loramie. You heard me right. It was 8-7 after the first 3.5 minutes, and then Fort Loramie bolted. Here's a deflected pass in the lane. Lead out to Gasson, scooting the other way, all by her lonesome. She leaked to the rim and laid it through.
Holster knew she couldn't grab the rebound, saw Gasson take it off, and she just slapped it to her.
What a heck of an alert play that was.
Well, they got three in double figures, one with 8 and one with 6.
62-24, Fort Loramie. 5 minutes even to go, fourth quarter. Here's Convoy Crestview on the arc. It's bounced baseline right to the short post. It's Putman from 7 feet. No. Rebound Fort Loramie. 3-on-2. Oh, what a fast break. Rose. Holscher. Back to Dana. Back to Kenzie. Rose gets the reception and lays it in.
And it's a 40-point game right now in a state semifinal.
That was a textbook fast break right there.
This isn't Shady Side, is it?
No. Nothing shady about this win. A 40-pointer, as you said, Chuck. 64-24, Fort Loramie. 4:29 to go in the fourth, and Convoy Crestview throws it out of bounds. Yeah, Fort Loramie's defense, clearly nothing like Convoy Crestview has seen in the Northwest Conference this year.
Oh, absolutely not.
Wholesale changes from the Redskins. Chuck, let's run down who's on the floor right now. Jaden Puthoff back in. Colleen's still out there. Is that Clara Gebhardt?
Gebhardt's in. Gaston's still in. And now they've got Ava Turner off the JV team is up.
Ava Turner, fine player. Here's the ball thrown to the high post to Gebhardt. And on her back is Convoy Crestview. Is that Ava wearing what?
43.
Yeah. That's Ava Turner, 43.
And this is Gebhardt, I think. I can't see the number yet.
Free throws coming for Clara. A little premature, 1-1, shot good. 65-24, Fort Loramie. Boy, these seven seniors have been stalwarts. Clara Gebhardt off the bench, calmly drops in a pair. Everybody in workmanlike fashion doing their job to perfection here today for the Fort Loramie girls and head coach Carla Siegel and the coaching staff. 66-24, a 42-point annihilation.
Well, we will see on Saturday, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is the same kind of run that Anna's boys football team had a couple of years ago when they just went roughshod through the state of Ohio for a state championship, and that's what Fort Loramie's doing.
Yeah,
nobody close to them.
14 wins by the Anna football team, 13 of them are running clock. Running clock here today for Fort Loramie. 2:28 to go in the fourth. Seconds just whistling by in a heartbeat. 66-24, Fort Loramie. Convoy Crestview's got the ball in the arc. Dribbling some more. High dribble, nearly a palm. Down near the 2-minute mark. Convoy's got it 32 feet away. It's Adeline Longstreth with it.
Kara Meyer in the game now.
Yep, Kara Meyer on the floor for Fort Loramie. And Convoy Crestview is out of bounds, side court. Brina Grace hit the stripe with a dribble. Take advantage of this big deal. All the way through the end of March, receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers, 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware compared to the big box giants. Sale ends end of March, 18 months same as cash. Financing available at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Drop in at 112 East Pike. And tell Darren Yinks you heard all about his store on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie just missed a close-in shot. Chuck, who took that?
That was Danny Barhorst.
So Danny Barhorst is in. Numerous changes.
Kara Meyer's in.
Yeah. 56 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter.
Aubrey Baker's in.
Shot fake left wing. by Longstreth. Longstreth hangs on, feeds it to a guard teammate, Sabrina Grace. Convoy just playing pitch and catch 20 feet away. 37 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's a fadeaway 10-footer by Grace off the heel. Rebound goes way up in the air, comes down, jump ball. Clock continues to run. 25, 24. Down inside 20 now. 66-24 Fort Loramie. Redskins, believe it or not, hold a state semifinal opponent to below what Fort Loramie was allowing per game all year long. They're giving up 26, and Fort Loramie right now is giving up just 24, and there's the buzzer. The running clock brings us to a close. Redskins 66, Convoy Crestview 24.
And Les Barhorse makes these free throws.
She was fouled just before the buzzer. Similar situation into the third quarter. Running clock. Convoy Crestview during the commercial break is two free throws. Here for Fort Loramie, this is one. And the game is officially in the books. Head coach Carlos Siegel and the Fort Loramie players saluting Redskins fans, and Redskins fans not only from Fort Loramie and Shelby County, but so many of them from all over southwestern Ohio here to see this game today. Fort Loramie players, coaches saluting those spectators throughout the UD Arena. We're so pleased here on scoresbroadcast.com to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works with you one-on-one, develops a customized treatment program, and to maintain great progress, he offers a specialized home program for you too. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, all kinds of sports injuries, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem plus Medicare and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good person to know. And for the last 14 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Great win by the Redskins with the passing four or five games, Chuck. We keep saying that was Fort Loramie's best game. They can't play any better than this, and they continue to exceed the previous game's performance.
Well, they are on such a good roll. It doesn't matter who's scoring. Rose is getting her points, and everybody else is making it a little easier on her because they got such good outside shooting. Today, Rose had 19. They got 12 from Holscher. They got 10 from Corinne Heitkamp. They got 8 from Gasson. They got 6 from Colleen Brandewee. They got 6 from Ava Schultes. They got 4 from from Claire Gephardt. I mean, that is unbelievable to have somebody with 19, 3 in double figures, and 3 other girls right there in the 6 and 8 point range. You try to guard them.
Definition of balance?
Yeah, you try to guard them because it's impossible. Rebounded them 30 to 18, 23 to 3 in turnovers. Fort Loramie did not turn it over in the second half.
Oh, my goodness.
They led in scoring by Callie Gregory, 5'9 freshman. She had 6. And Maya Etzler ended up with 4. Bailey Gregory, senior, had 5 her last game. The Clancy's player of the game for the Redskins, Dana Rose.
Redskins victorious here in the state semifinal, 66-24 over Convoy Crestview. Dana Rose is our star of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, you've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Guyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always. When Gus Guyer established Guyer's back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Guyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Guyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. And so many thanks here today to Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Its roots date all the way back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale. The present corporation was established in Jackson Center in 1982, and we couldn't have gotten launched back in 2006 without the original support from Locale Equipment. Thank you so much, all the staff associates. Roger Dietrich, Mary Lee Smuck at Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. We salute those sponsors today with us for Fort Loramie contests all year long. Guyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. In addition, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. That Eilerman team, Mark, Scott, and Nick, continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Plus, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. It's at 10 Elm Street. And also here in Fort Loramie, Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. An anchor underwriting business partner, American Architectural Glass, the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Dickman Supply, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Thanks to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure, calm, and Minster. S-E-C-U-R, calm. Online, securecom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Next up for the Fort Loramie girls, it's the winner of Game 2 here today at the UD Arena.
We want to do it. Just stay here.
It's the second of two girls D4 state semifinals pitting McDonald and Shadyside. One of the two clubs was ranked in the top 10 late in the year.
It's not Shadyside. Waterford.
Waterford beat Shadyside.
Right.
At Waterford and McDonald in the other state semifinal. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Fort Loramie is a clear-cut favorite in the state championship at 10:45 on Saturday morning. We're on the air at 10:15 on scoresbroadcast.com and 105.5 FM.
Well, I'm going to help McDonald a little bit because I'm going to probably have a couple of their face sandwiches for lunch.
I knew that was coming. Wow. Fort Loramie amazing. Again, Chuck, each game we say, great performance, maybe the best of the year, and then the Redskins replicate that or perform even better in the next outing.
Well, it's got to make Tri-Village go, okay, maybe I feel a little better about myself. The only one that really gave him a game was Minster.
Yes.
Minster had a double-digit lead on him before. Yep. Loramie got rolling, and that was the only test that Loramie has had in the tournament.
Fort Loramie now 28-1 on the year, 28-1 mark. Again, the opponent on Saturday morning, McDonald or Waterford. McDonald or Waterford. Waterford, pretty good history here at the girls state tournament.
What time's that game?
10:45 tip, 15 minutes earlier than this morning. Our airtime is at 10:15. Now, don't forget, we've got a big D4 boys regional final tomorrow night from Vandalia Butler. Tip-off at 7, airtime 6:30. Bodkins against Cedarville. Ooh, should be a whale
it
of a
game. It should be a heck of a basketball
game.
It
should be a magnificent game. Anna boys, Anna girls, Jackson Center boys out. Too bad for the Anna boys last night. Played exceedingly well. Great comeback. Down 12 once late in the third quarter. And terrific finish, or I should say up to the last minute. Unfortunately, Anna, I think 9 of the last 11 possessions,
yep,
end of the game and throughout the overtime, empty.
Yep.
Only scored on 2 of them.
Yeah, well, they were up 57-53.
Yep.
And then they got outscored 9-0 the rest of the way.
Again, our final score here today, Chuck?
64-22,
No, 66-24. I've got
66-24.
I've got a better memory than you've got.
Well, that is not saying a heck of a lot.
So for our radio audience, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, for our online audience, scoresbroadcast.com, Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer, saying an early good afternoon to you from here at the UD Arena. We'll talk to you again tomorrow evening from Vandalia Butler at 6:30, and then once again Saturday morning at 10:15. Final score, Fort Loramie 66, Convoy Crestview 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.